So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.
There you go. Down the drain and into a Tuesday because, hey, Barry's in the house. Look at that. We called him and he's here. Chapman Plumbing to the rescue. Barry Chapman.
What's happening?
How you doing, my friend? Happy Tuesday. Happy spring.
Happy spring day. Number one, September. The month of my birth.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, Barry's a September baby. Who knew? Hey, that's why you're so fresh.
10 days' time. I'm 1-1.
Hey, corn. Okay, oh. You're getting the story here. And that was just a not so subtle hint to please deliver your presents to Chapman Plumbing HQ. Barry will be happy to receive. But hey, listen, new month. We are in for some. Well, spring is in there. Change of weather is coming. We are going to be getting more rain now. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully the wind's going to start subsiding. Am I? Goodness, that wind's been a bit rude.
Yeah. The sneak attacks from the wind we can pull the plug on that, please. Yeah. Let's batten down the hatches, and as we head into a new week, a new month, a new season, I wanted to pick up on a story that we touched on last time we chatted. You were painting a really sad story of a local build project that had gone not the way it should have gone, and there was a real mess up on the plumbing side of things, and it sounds like a new chapter in the story is being written because the independent
Institute of Plumbing South Africa,
that's the one, IOPSA,
yeah.
they have now been engaged with and are, I believe, arriving today,
maybe? This afternoon. Yeah,
what's the update on the, and just a recap for those who missed the story last week.
Yeah, so a recap on it. We got called out by a client to his newly built property. He had a leak. So you
weren't the plumbers involved in the original build?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. So we went out to go investigate this leak. And through our investigations, trying to find the leak, we noted some really strange things happening on the property.
Stranger things.
So I then spoke to the client and I said to him, listen, there are possibly solutions to this, but I know that you are going down the legal route with your contractor. So my suggestion is, before I get any further involved in this, please contact the Institute of Plumbing South Africa. You lodge a complaint with them. They come out, they do an investigation. They go through the SANS documentation. So how is the plumbing done on your property? How does it comply with the SANS regulations? So once this whole investigation is concluded from the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, they might request myself or another contractor or someone to go out there and go and open up certain areas that they suspect they want to investigate further and ask for feedback so that they can then compile a comprehensive report on what is on site and how it's been placed on site.
Wow, so there's a whole procedure to this.
It is very involved, but you know, at the end of the day, if things go to court, we all know that attorneys are as sharp as nails, and they'll find any little thing to. So that's why the documentation needs to be very, very thorough, and refer back to our South African national standards. Because then there's no question about it. The investigation is, the primary investigation is happening today. There's guys coming down from Joburg, from the Institute of Plumbing South Africa, and some guys from Durban. And we'll see what happens. I'm going to be going along as a silent person. I may not get involved or pass comments on anything that I've seen.
Okay.
Because that creates a conflict. So I stand back. If there's anything that they want me to do, I can assist them with it. Otherwise, I stand back until I get instructed to do otherwise.
Wow. And for someone who is in a sorry situation, and there is a dispute that is bubbling, and they're not happy with the quality of work that's been done on their property, and they want to engage with the Institute of Plumbing South Africa for an investigation of this nature and the scope. Is there a hefty fee involved? I mean, how does it work?
So this is where this is where the benefit comes in of using an IOPSA member. Because if you utilize an IOPSA member and you have a complaint or a query or whatever it ends up being, that process is free. Because
what? Free? You, to the
free.
Okay.
Because you as a member, that's part of what you're paying towards.
Okay, I get it.
If the person that you're utilizing is not a member of IOPSA, you can pay a substantial amount of money. I mean, you can imagine the costs. You've got executives and investigators coming down from Joburg. You've got people driving from Durban. Fuel's no longer cheap anymore.
Definitely not.
Up to R3 increase.
It's coming.
That's why I always go back to, you know, as an utilizing an IOPSA member, you're really, really going to get the benefit out of it because, you know, one, you've got your VAT clearance certificate, you've got your workman's compensation, you've got your liability insurance, you're a person in good standing, you know. So there's a little bit of a grade that you need to go through to become an IOPSA member. And, you know, at least there's some recourse if there is something that goes wrong with the institute.
Well, hey, now you know. So make sure that before you get stuck into a big project with a local plumber, ask a question. Are you an IOPSA member? Because that goes a long way to giving you peace of mind in case, you know, things, we don't want them to go that way, but in case things do go south, you got some recourse and a bit of clout in your corner.
No, I think the thing that I've noticed a lot over the years is this attitude of I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go out to go and assist somebody who's been messed around by a contractor, and you rock up there and you're like, it's so easy just to sort it out. Just come to site and sort it out.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a little bit of money to sort it out, but just get it done. I mean, we're not perfect, and I've always said that. We make mistakes, but it's how you rectify your mistakes that show who you are.
Absolutely.
You're only as good as your last job in today's world. Social media will spread that thing all over the place. So you stay on top of the game, open communication. If there's an error that's happened, you get on it and you sort it out. And you make sure, I mean, the customer at the end of the day, you know, they say the customer's king. Your customer is your boss.
Yeah.
100% because they're paying your bills. But sometimes the customer's not always right. I mean, we are the professionals in the scenario. So, and you need to have knowledge of all the regulations and everything like that to be able to pass them forward. So, yeah, you know, man up, own up to your mistakes, and get it sorted out.
There you go. And hey, if you're looking for a straight talking good egg, as they say, well, hey, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, him and his team are the guys that come to mind when I think, hey, well, we need a plumber. And for anyone listening who wants to engage with you and your services, Barry, what's the best way to get Chapman Plumbing on the line?
Our office, 032-525-4123. We have our website that's got all our details on it as well, as www.chapmanplumbing.co.za. And then I'm always available for a phone call if I miss it, I'll phone you back, promise. 082-571-6455.
There you go. And don't forget, Barry's birthday, 10 days' time. Drop off your your prezzies at the Chapman Plumbing HQ, Tiffany Center, Salt Rock.
Experience is better, you know. Material things are not, we need experiences.
There we go. I like that. Well, we'll have another Tuesday experience right here on radio next week, my friend. Wishing you a great spring day and good luck with this unfolding story. We'll look for the next chapter next time we chat. What do you
100%.
Say? 100%. You got it on 88.